This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And we begin the program by contemplating a rare Russian import, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect for the USA.
Russia will have much greater respect for our country when I'm leading it than when other people have led it. You will see that. Russia will respect our country more. He shouldn't have done it. I don't believe he'll be doing it more. Now, we have to work something out, but it's not just Russia.
Donald Trump, the president-elect, faced the media yesterday in a frosty, business-like news conference held in Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan. He was confronted on the persistent reports of alleged Russian hacks during the campaign. This, he now believes, Russia carried out after a week of disparaging intelligence services for trying to overturn the election. Trump also responded to a collection of documents alleging nasty personal and financial details that have been making the rounds of investigators on Capitol Hill. It appears a particularly zealous operative may have put together a greatest hits rumor playlist. So far, nothing has come of it but strenuous Trump denials and accusations of media trading in fake news that, quote, should never have been written. Representative Eric Swalwell is a Democrat from California's 15th congressional district, a ranking member of the CIA subcommittee of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you, John.
How do you sort out what's going on here? Is this a confrontation between Trump and the intelligence community, Trump and Russia? What is it?
It's really a fight to protect our democracy. And so far, President-elect Trump has shown that he is sided in most cases with President Putin over us. And, you know, I've reviewed the public report, and everyone should, that makes four key findings. One, that Russia did indeed hack our democracy. It was ordered by Vladimir Putin. They had a preferred candidate in mind that they sought to help in Donald Trump. But most chilling is that they are taking what they've learned from this and intend to do it again.
Aren't there more important things to be thinking about right now as the administration begins than you know, whether Vladimir Putin is going to have respect for Donald Trump?
Certainly. And that's why I've introduced legislation that would essentially have an independent commission look at what happened and make recommendations so it doesn't happen again. I'm most concerned about whether we tell the world that our democracy is open for influence, because this is going to tell other cyber actors who are not our friends that it's really the most aggressive hacker can maybe get their preferred candidate in. And so we have a bipartisan commission proposal. It would take this out of Congress. It would declassify the facts. It would debunk a lot of the myths that are out there, perpetuated oftentimes by Donald Trump. And most importantly, it would depoliticize this by taking it outside of Congress. Every House Democrat has supported it, and we are seeking Republicans to join us.
As far as the new allegations are concerned, the CIA claims they're unverified. Donald Trump has said it's an incident of fake news. What do you believe?
What I believe is if you look at the public report, the key findings that really worry me are that first, that Russia was so active in what they were doing, it was the Russian government, and that they had a preferred candidate. So if you believe those two to be true, I think it's only responsible, aside from everything that's being reported right now, it's only responsible that we would want to know, was there any connection, communication, collaboration between the government that was hacking us and putting out an influence campaign and the campaign that benefited?
What do you think?
I think Donald Trump could do us all a service by showing us his global financial holdings. He could do us all a service by showing us his taxes, because I think questions, legitimate questions, are raised by the fact that the Russian government was so aggressive and it's so clear that they had a preferred candidate in Donald Trump. And then you have that preferred candidate speaking in such flattering terms about that country's dictator, and he won't tell us what his worldwide business holdings are, and he won't give any evidence to show that he doesn't have any financing or business interests in Russia.
Well, if he's beholden to the Russians financially, why would they need to hack?
The Russian hacking campaign is one tool that they use. And actually, you know, they also have been able to, through paid social media trolls and the content on RT, take down Secretary Clinton. You know, essentially, we saw that, you know, you have two horses in the race, and they did everything they could to trip up one of the horses. And when that's the case, the other horse is going to win. So, you know, I think they used all the tools at their disposal. And, you know, the independent commission would also look at whether they had other tools that they didn't use that they could use in the future.
Would you say the Democratic caucus is happy the way the confirmation hearings have gone so far, observing what's happening on Capitol Hill?
We're concerned, certainly concerned that, you know, we don't know everything about the financial holdings of many of the nominees because their ethics forms have not been completed. I'm concerned about the nomination of Rex Tillerson, who also had serious dealings with Moscow and with Vladimir Putin, and want to learn more about that and what his policy would be toward Russia in the future in response to what they did to our election and the crimes that they are committing in Crimea and the human rights violations that they're committing in Aleppo. So if he's going to be friendly or look the other way, that we're only going to see Russia commit more acts that hurt more people and reduce America's influence.
Representative Eric Swalwell, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.